Today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. There are many, many things suggested to us by that the title, the Lady of Mount Carmel, very place, very treasured by her, as we can see by the number of religious who have lived there, a number of people who have gone there in order to find a way to Jesus, and especially to find the help of Our Lady to come to know our Savior. And some people think when they hear the gospel passage this month, we just heard that Our Lady doesn't count in this at all. That each of us goes independently without help, without instruction, without support, and in particular that of Our Lady. Our Lord, when he was dying on the cross made it clear that his mother was his gift to us. He gave her to us to be our mother as well. That is by adoption, but nonetheless truly our mother, adoption as it were, to be children of the Father, and therefore the brothers and sisters of Jesus. We want to especially pray to Our Lady of Mount Carmel to help us to keep our faith in Jesus, to strive to enter more deeply into an understanding of his person, and with her help walk faithfully in his footsteps, keeping his commandments, because it is precisely in keeping his commandments and doing his will in seeking to serve him and to be an extension of him, of his saving work in this world, that we show ourselves to be his brothers and sisters. How does that come about? Precisely by the same way that he became our brother through Mary. This is the most important point of all, that we should not lose our love for her, that we always, as we learn from her, how to keep in our hearts all the things that we have learned about our Lord, or we have heard of him, pondering them so that we may come to enter more deeply into his company, help others, as it were, to find him as their Savior, and be ready for heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.